Okay, Mishnah Yod. The Mishnah says, Nitai Ish Tekoa, Nitai, who was a man who was a resident of Tekoa, Hevi Chalos Mi Beisar. He brought Chalos from Beisar. Now, this is not the same Beitar as the one that's in Eretz Yisrael. This is a place that's outside of Eretz Yisrael, and that's kind of why we're bringing it up. He was bringing Chalos from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. V'lo kiblu mimenu, and they did not accept it from him. Because the same way that you're not allowed to bring Truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to bring Chala, which is a kind of Truma, from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Anshe Alexandria, the men of Alexandria, the people of the community of Alexandria in Egypt, heviu chalasen me'Alexandria, they brought their chalas from, again, when we say chala here, we're talking about the thing that you are mafresh from a dough. We don't refer to like what we colloquially refer to as chala. We're talking about the chala that was separated, the thing that has a status of truma. So heviu chalasen me'Alexandria, they brought their chala from Alexandria in Egypt to Eretz Yisrael, v'lo kiblu mehem, and they did not accept it from them. Okay, it's a similar idea. Now, in the Yishami, it says that what they did is, so what did they do with the stuff that they brought? So what they did is they left it till Erev Pesach and burned it along with the chametz. Of course, the question is, okay, why did they have to do that? Why couldn't they either send it back home, or why couldn't they just burn it? So the explanation that's given in the Yishami is that, first of all, they can't eat this truma because it's truma that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. They can't, I should say challah, they can't eat this challah because it's something that came from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And we know that Chazal were gozer, a tuma on the Eretz Amim, on lands that are outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the truma is, as far as we're concerned, we treat it like truma tamea, the truma that's tame. So, okay, so then maybe you should be able to burn it. So, no, you can't burn it because the truth of the matter is that the tuma of outside of Eretz Yisrael, the tuma that was decreed on the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, is not definitively known tuma. So, therefore, because it's because people don't really know about that tuma so well, so there was concern that people would look at what they received and that they received a challah, and they're going to conclude, oh, look at that, they were burning tuma that was tahar, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so why don't you just send it back home? So the answer is that you're not allowed to send it back home because people are going to say, oh, we saw that truma was sent out, was exported from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz-Arts, and that's a problem. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes on and says, Anshei Har Tzivoim, the men of Har Tzivoim, the men of the mountain of Tzivoim, which actually is in Eretz Yisrael, Heviu Bikurim Kodom L'Atzeres. They brought their Bikurim before Atzeres, before Shavuos. Now we know Bikurim again is the first of the crop from the Shivas Aminim that are planted in Eretz Yisrael. Now these people, when did they bring? They brought it a little bit early. They brought it before Shavuos. You're not supposed to bring Bikurim before Shavuos, as we're going to say. Heviu Bikurim L'Kodom L'Atzeres. They brought their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash before Shavuos. V'lo Kiblu Mehem, but they did not accept it from them. In fact, they just gave it back to them. So why? Mipnei HaKatzir Shavuot Torah, because of the Pasuk in the Torah. What does the Pasuk in the Torah say? V'chag HaKatzir Bikurim Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basadeh. V'chag HaKatzir, the Yomtif of the harvesting. What's the Yomtif of the harvesting? This is referring to Chag HaShavuos. Bikurim Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basadeh. That is the Bikurim Ma'asecha, the first fruits of your work that you planted in the field. What is this referring to when the Torah says Bikurim Ma'asecha? We know that this is actually referring to the Shtei Halachim. There were two breads, there were two bread loaves that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. That was called the Shtei Halachim, and you were not allowed to bring the Bikurim before the Shtei Halachim. Why? Because the Shtei Halachim is what we know as the Bikurim. That's supposed to be the very first carbon from grain that's to be brought from the new crop of that season. And so, in fact, what we say is that we've discussed the Karban Omer in the past. The Karban Omer was something that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan, and once you brought the Karban Omer, that was from the barley that they brought, they would make a carbon out of it, they sifted a bunch of times, offered it as a carbon on the 16th day of Nisan. Well, once they did that, now it was permitted to eat the new grain, the grain that had grown that season. But that's for everyday run-of-the-mill grain. What about in the Beis HaMikdash? So in the Beis HaMikdash, you were allowed to start bringing karbanos, minachos, from the grain of the new crop once you brought the Shtei Halachim and Shavuos. And so Bikurim could not be brought before Bikurim, meaning when I say Bikurim, I'm talking about Bikurim, not the what the Torah refers to as the Minchas, the Bikurim, the Shteat Lechem, but I'm referring to the Bikurim, the first of the fruits of the crop that you planted from the Shavuos Aminim, so that you could not bring before the Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? Number one, what we said is that you're not allowed to bring challah from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So we have Nita Ishtakoa, he attempted to bring challah from Beisar, from this place outside of Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't accept it from him. The people of Alexandria attempted to bring challah from Alexandria to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't accept it from them. Then, finally, the last point of the mission was that you're not allowed to bring Bikurim before Shavuos, before the Shtei HaLechem are brought. When the people of Har Tzivom attempted to bring Bikurim before Shavuos, they did not accept it from them. Okay.